We ask callers if they want to sing that and just get this out of our system once and for all.
Well, if you think that's what's going to get it out of our system, then I think you're mistaken.
Nobody's going to top Bob anyway. But now we have a message out to Rick Springfield if he'll come into the studio or if during his show he'll insert Mulsey's name into it. So, yeah, if you need to get it out of your head and need to sort of perform your own self-exorcism of the Rick Springfield song, feel free to call in and give us that line. You're not going to top Bob. You'll never top Bob. Nothing can top this, his Elvis Costello version of Rick Springfield. Oh, I'm not sick of it yet, although I bet everybody else is.
Getting close.
George Pickens is a story, but so is Russell Wilson. May we confront that story for a moment? Did he make it injury free out of practice yesterday, or did the blocking sled go get after him again?
Full participant for the first time all year.
I know, but it wasn't just going to be his participation. It was being our guide. It was going to be how did he make it through as far as health or no quality? How did he make it through as far as quality? And were there any repercussions health-wise? That we don't know yet. We're going to find out today if we don't already know, hopefully with Jeff Hathorn. I don't know exactly what the practice schedule is today, but I want to know if Russell Wilson is taking any first-team reps. Do you think so?
Maybe.
And what if he does?
If he does, then that's a concerning sign for Justin Fields.
I'll say yes.
It means that he's likely bound for this starting role sooner rather than later. I don't think it's going to be this week. But if Fields struggles against the Raiders, then yeah, it's Russell Wilson's team next week.
Our old friend Ryan Scarpino, I like quoting him, former Steeler PR man, after hearing Pickens' comments today, said absolutely done with 14. He doesn't care, and his comments today solidified that. Zero accountability or respect for the uniform he wears. And Pickens did speak today. And so did our very own Chris Hoke. We've seen other former Steelers be critical of Pickens this week. Max Starks on their flagship station just ripping him after the game. We saw and heard that. We saw Ben just basically say, listen, on certain run plays, George is not going to block. So, you know, do you want him in on those packages? Things like that, which was subtle, just factual in a way. He's not going to block on certain run play. I mean, that's just such an unbelievable, sad fact, isn't it? That they have to think that way?
Well, yeah, that's a part of the game. Like, and it's also, Joe, a tell where let's say you take George Pickens off the field, you know he's not going to block, and there's a two wide receiver set or maybe a one wide receiver set. Can the other team just guess based off the other personnel the Steelers have on the field that the Steelers are running the football and can put another defender in the box?
Well, right. And here's the other thing is there have been developments in the story today. And I would say a pretty darn significant development when Ray Fittipaldo reports that sources told the Post-Gazette that Pickens has been late for work multiple times this season. That's mildly concerning. That, in fact, that's more concerning, or at least as concerning as what happened in the game. Is it not?
Remember the report that Jersey Jerry said on his podcast that later got debunked that George Pickens showed up 10 minutes before a game once? And do you remember that? Like, I don't know if I believe that. That story was definitely exaggerated, over-exaggerated.
Wait a second. You don't believe that? You don't believe Fittipaldo's story?
No. I'm not talking about Fittipaldo's story. I'm talking about the story that Pickens arrived 10 minutes before a game.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think was exaggerated. But what I think is partly what I think about this is that also kind of mixes in with this a little bit too, right? Like, it becomes more of a pattern because stories are somewhat aligning in terms of him being
late. No, it's inexcusable, and it evokes Mr. Big Chest because Tomlin did not act in any sort of forceful way when Mr. Big Chest started being late to work. And by the way, the most significant thing Hokie said today about this issue was that this is nothing new. Do you have that clip from him right off the top? If you can get Chris Hoke right off the top here, his first answer to my question was basically your take on the whole Pickens thing. Part of his answer was, This has been happening his whole career. So, new twists and turns and additional information with the Pickens story. Your calls at 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Then we had the other twist here was George Pickens' father on social media. This evokes the whole Devin Bush era when Devin's father, who played in the NFL, called the station. Remember that? Under
disastrous. But it just made a problem worse for Devin Bush.
Yeah, exactly. Now here, according to Ray's story, Pickens' father put on X, quote, this was Sunday, quote, Arthur Smith, this one is on you. Poor Artie keeps getting caught in the crossfire, doesn't he?
You know, would you say that the number one biggest guy who gets flack is the coach, the second is the quarterback, the third is the offensive coordinator?
Yes.
Here you go.
Here you go. Pickens' dad says, don't try to throw to George now. This offense is sad. So once it started going south early, he said, forget it. Don't throw to George now. And that fits in with the post from last Wednesday from Pickens' dad. George Pickens, the athlete, a very fiery competitor that wants to win. He's a very talented young guy that has definitely been misunderstood. He has the super competitive gene, his dad tweets. Guys with that gene have to be involved early and often. It's an engaged tactic. Involve him early. Oh, my God. I wouldn't want it to have been George's travel baseball coach. I can tell you that. Can you imagine those conversations? George should pitch, play leadoff, and play every inning of every game. Please.
George is not allowed to bunt. There will be no bunting allowed. Can't move over runners.
Exactly. I mean, come on, man. This is pro sports. And your dad is, you know, in so many ways, calling the coach, confronting the coach. And then you tell me there's a burner account. Well, did the PM guys put this out there?
Oh, yes. The PM team.
Meaning for people who aren't aware that this would be George anonymously, George Pickens running his own social media account, tweeting about George Pickens. We have no way of verifying that, but there seems to be suspicion out there, right?
Of Michael Brewerly being the burner account. With Justin Fields, a video.
Wait, how's that spelled? I want to see if there's a... Because usually when, you know, famous people check into a hotel, they might check in under the name, you know, City Limits or something. Or under the name Ingrid Bergman or something. You know what I mean? Is Michael Brewerly a real person?
Well, when the PM team looked it up yesterday, the first thing that came up for them was our friends at Mike's Beer Bar.
What? How do you spell Brewerly?
Brewerly.
Okay, I'm going to look that up right now.
Yeah, Michael Brewerly.
Mike's Beer Bar is the first thing. Which is a great place, I might add.
Love it there.
But there doesn't appear to be any famous person named Michael Brewerly.
Do you think this is Mike from Mike's Beer Bar defending George Pickens?
Wait,
I don't.
I'm going to look up Michael Brewerly phone number and see if there's, because this will be if there's a residence. Any, I don't want to call the person. But this would indicate if there is even a person out there named Michael Brewerly. It's a very awkward name to say. What did this so-called person, has this person come out and disavowed the idea that it's a Pickens burner account?
No, Michael Brewerly has not done that. You can also send a message to Michael Brewerly on Twitter. It allows you to do that if you want to get Michael Brewerly on the show.
There's a guy named Michael Beer who lives in Pittsburgh. Which is a great name, Michael Beer. I see that, but no Michael Brewery anywhere.
The Twitter account's first tweet that was not a response was, one issue needs a wide receiver two beside him, man. You know what George Pickens' Twitter account is called?
What?
One issue.
Look at this sleuthing work by Limits here.
Well, I got to give the PM team a lot of credit for this. I doubt one issue and Pittsburgh have issues they can't fix, but man, they need to find him on his breaks. Was also tweeted.
You mentioned something earlier also that was tweeted in defense of George Pickens on Michael Brewerly's account. What else does he have on there? I'm quite curious.
One issue loves Pittsburgh. He will bounce back like crazy.
Oh, yeah. And then the one where he told people I bounced back, or he bounced, not I, he bounced back last year.
How about one issue does not care about your parlays? You like that one, Horace?
I do. Now play for everybody, Chris Hoke, two-time Super Bowl champion. What he said when I just basically asked for his take on this whole Pickens situation.
But the reality is, Starkey, is when you get out on that football field, when you cross that white line and the ball snapped, there's no excuse to be lackadaisical. There's no excuse to not to be physical and be and play with a sense of urgency. And that's what you're seeing on the film. And that's why you see Max Starks pointing that out. As they've been pointed out, we're pointing it out. It's obvious on the tape. And when it's that obvious, you're going to see your plays diminished like you've seen. And no matter what the excuse is of why he didn't play a lot, the reality is you put plays like that on the film that Coach Thomas says, that's your walking, talking, breathing resume, right? That's his resume, is what he's putting on the film and what he did on Sunday night. Going about his business without a sense of urgency is who he is. And in order to get more playing time, he's got to change that.
And he went on to say, when I mentioned Fittipaldo's story, where sources told the PG that Pickens has been late to work multiple times this season, Hokey said that's been going on his whole career. Did he not say that?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a problem, Joe. It's significant.
And again, all of it happening under the headline or under the headline question, do you think it's a good idea to sink big money into Pickens long term? Are you willing to live with this to get the production? And that's an honest question, because he's pretty productive and sometimes spectacular. Let's go to the phone lines, shall we?
Let's begin with Brian in Brookline.
Hello, Brian.
I've done everything for Mosey. He's done nothing for me. How's that, Joe?
I hope that works for you to get it out of your head. That was good. Very good. What's up?
George Pickens, Joe. So I was researching it, so I'm going to try to make this point here. He's no Randy Moss. Randy Moss was a freak, but he also had Chris Carter. Randy Moss said things like he takes plays off. Well, George Pickens takes plays off. Randy Moss is a Hall of Fame receiver. So yes, he's very talented, but he doesn't act like Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson got $140 million. Why? Because he's that good. And if George Pickens wants to be Justin Jefferson, there's no problems with Justin Jefferson. Jamar Chase, cocky, but he's good. And I think Joe, I love your point. It's got to go. It's heading south. It's heading south in the early. I just hope we can get rid of him and get something for him. I would rather live without him, Joe, than win with him.
Mm. Interesting. I wonder how teammates feel. Thank you, Brian. I wonder how teammates would phrase that. Clearly, there's some upset. And these are guys talking on the record, acknowledging the issues. Imagine what it might be like behind the scenes when these guys talk. It's just, you have a guy who now for the second straight year isn't giving the effort required when people are out there breaking their bodies trying to win games, you know, and they look at it. You heard Freiermuth after the game the other day saying, you know, I trust the coaches. It's easy to bitch and moan when you don't get the ball sent your way. But this is what a good teammate does, George. I mean, that was the obvious veiled reference there. Stark saying, you know, come on, you got to be a team guy. They don't think he's a team guy. There are people in that room who clearly don't think that. And I don't know how you survive for long when your own teammates think that of you. All right, Austin, let's go to the south side, shall we? Let's visit our friend Jeff Hathorn. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, let's start with the quarterbacks. First of all, what time is or was practice today?
It is ongoing.
Ongoing even as we speak. So I know you can't tell me everything you see, What can you tell me about Russell Wilson and his participation yesterday and so far today?
Well, what I can tell you yesterday, I mean, and people have seen the videos, like, he looks better. It's a different, you know, much like he said at the end of last week, that he was starting to feel like he was able to do more. And, you know, Mike Tomlin said he was working with the second team, and that's, you know, Mike Tomlin was right about that. So, I mean, so far he looks good. We're going to talk to him here in about an hour. I'm really anxious to hear what he has to say about where he's at, what possibilities might be this week. But I think it's a real chance, if not almost a lock, barring a late setback, where he'll at least be the backup quarterback on Sunday.
Percent chance from everything you've seen and just your gut feel in general that he'll be the starter on Sunday?
No more than 10. Maybe not even 10. But active and not the emergency third, I feel 95% that he'll at least be active on Sunday.
And how do you feel about how much leeway Justin Fields would have as the starter with Russ now right behind him? In other words, has he earned, you know, a bad half, a bad quarter, a horrendous start to stay in the game, or will there be a quick hook?
And it's kind of hard to tell because, what, this team's had bad starts to every game, essentially, some worse than others. And they've responded in the second half. So that's got to be in the mindset of, like, okay, in Indianapolis, we really struggle in that first half. But, man, in that second half, Fields led us to 3 touchdowns. So does that eliminate a hook? I think it would have to be really bad. And by really bad, I mean turnover bad for Justin Fields for Russell Wilson to get into the game this Sunday.
Before we get into George Pickens, can you update us on this just smorgasbord of injuries here, Jeff? Who's in and who's out? Everyone from Jalen, let's start with him. Jalen Warren. There seems to be some hope there.
The arrow is pointing up for Jalen. Yeah, I mean, he's listed as doubtful, but he was limited in practice yesterday. And, I mean, he looked, and what he was able to do, he looked good. And he is always somebody that is going to push himself to get out there probably before he should. Now, Jalen told us yesterday that the coaches have kind of told him, like, we need you to be honest with this stuff. Does that work against him here, where he might say he's feeling good, and the coaches say, well, I don't know, you said this stuff before, we got to make sure because we don't want him in for a couple of plays and then lose him for a few more weeks. So I let's see through tomorrow. But I would say right now, doubtful might be a dismal look. I think optimistically there's a chance he could play on Sunday.
How about Cordarrelle Patterson? Where is Alex Highsmith? Just if you could go down the list.
So those guys have been ruled out. Those two have already been ruled out for the game. Nick Herbig is already out for the game. So, I mean, outside linebacker is the big problem, you know. They've got T.J. Watt. And then Ed All. Jeremiah Moon.
Yeah.
Ade. Echo. Isaiah Loudermilk, maybe at a time or two. Maybe even Mon Adams flips out to more of a tackle role in some, you know, type of specific themes. But, you know, what TJ can't do in these scenarios is try to be Superman. He's going to get double teamed. He's got to just keep fighting through it. He can't try to alter what the defense is by trying to be hero or knowing that he's the guy that could get home. Like, he's just got to do what he does and try to get home that way. And then it is a big opportunity for somebody. Ade has played in the NFL. Last year he was with Atlanta, was hurt all year. And, you know, he says that that has really fired him up for this opportunity. Jeremiah Moon is a guy who played with Baltimore. He's played games, you know, AFC North type games. These are their opportunities to come out and shine, and they're going to get it because, you know, it's Thursday afternoon. They've got another hour of practice here. I doubt they're going to bring in somebody off somebody's practice squad or a free agent, give them a Friday practice, and put them in the game on Sunday.
Jeff Hathorn on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 50-minute mark on the Fan coming up, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. How about Roman Wilson? We going to see him this week?
You know, Arthur Smith was asked that question by a very distinguished gentleman named Mark Caboli today. And he kind of danced around. I mean, there's just something not connecting right now. I mean, he brought up Brandon Johnson and didn't really play him special teams in the game on Sunday. There's just something that's just not clicking right now with Roman Wilson. One of these times, whoever predicts that he's going to be out there is going to be right. Whether it's this week, I'm not so sure. Just because you would have thought in these other weeks you could have used a guy that's had at least high-level NCAA experience and made some big plays in some of those big games.
All right, Jeff, let's get to the topic we've basically been talking about all day. What about George Pickens? Some people, based on his interview with you guys today, concluded that he just doesn't really have any accountability. What sense did you get around him?
So the interview we had with him today is the interview we've had with him every time, almost bar none. I mean, he doesn't expand on answers. He doesn't give long answers. He's not going to entertain a question that's already been asked. I mean, those media sessions are always short, and you know, most of the time you could feel this, that he's just, you know, he's Marshawn Lynch. He's there so he doesn't get fined, and he's going to, you know, answer however many questions he does with as short answers as he can so he can get this thing over with.
Yeah.
So I don't read too much into what he says. I thought it was interesting where he said it's up to Art, not Rooney, Arthur Smith, as to, you know, him getting more involved in the offense. I mean, Arthur Smith had an interesting thing today where he said that, well, you know, I've load managed, you know, Derek Henry and A.J. Brown in the past.
Everybody load managed Derek Watt, but go ahead.
Right. Yes, they did. But Derek Henry, I understand. The guy was a stud. You were giving him the ball 38 times a game. Like, that I get. A.J. Brown, I don't know what the circumstances was, but you probably had at least an other option. I think George is frustrated. He says he's going to work hard at practice and that, you know, he's just going to do what he's being told. Arthur also said today that we've seen that every time. Like, they know that this is how he acts. So they're not overly concerned with him throwing a helmet or pouting on the sidelines. I don't know how this thing ends. The bottom line is, as much as you might want to discipline the guy, you're trying to win games, and he gives you the best option to win games. That's what makes this situation more difficult than just, well, bench the guy or give him more opportunities and make him happy. It's a complicated issue with him.
How about Najee? Let's talk about him now, Jeff. And we had Chris Hoak on today, and it's his feeling that Jaylen Warren's running style fits Arthur Smith's zone scheme better than Najee. Do you share that opinion? And what sense do you get around Najee these days? Because I can't help but go back to the fact that they didn't offer him a fifth year. And it's hard for me to believe that sat well with him. He's handled everything great so far, seemingly. What sense do you get around him? And do you agree with Hokie on that issue?
Yeah, I do. I think Jaylen Warren does fit better in the offense. Not to say that Najee can't play in the NFL, but I think he does fit. I mean, we saw it with Patterson, because Patterson's a little bit more like a bigger Jaylen Warren. And we saw him have immediate success against the Colts and then had to leave that game, unfortunately, with injury. So yeah, I agree with that. As far as Najee out here, he's worked hard. You've seen him communicate with his teammates. There doesn't seem to be anything on the surface, but I agree with you, Joe. I mean, you know that you're going to be in a new home next year. Your option wasn't picked up. They didn't like you enough to bring you back for another year. So that's got to be weighing somewhere in the back of his head. But at practices, you don't see it. I don't think, as much as he was called soft by Zaire Franklin, I think that was more a buzzword that he knew he would get under his skin.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a lack of effort. I think he doesn't have the burst off the line. You know, the ability to cut and burst like Jalen or from the small sample size we saw from Patterson.
All right, Jeff, this is going to be really interesting today, man. It could be, depending on how much Wilson does with the first team, what that interview goes like. What time does he meet with you guys?
He talks to us around 2:30, 2:45, somewhere in that range.
It'll
be him and Fields.
Yeah.
So,
wow. That's going to be interesting. And if you can get them to reveal for everybody who had more first team reps, did Russell get any? This is going to be very interesting.
I agree. The one good thing is now you're ramping up to the time where you might have an option if you want to make a change. So I guess if that's the positive to take out of this, you may, by the end of the week, have two healthy quarterbacks.
We appreciate the time, Jeff.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Limits.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Austin.
Limits, what an eventful day this was, yes?
That's one way to put it.
Fan weather. Did I do the 50-minute mark? I did, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High of 62 today with sunny skies. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Do you think that... Rick Springfield is going to join us in studio. That keeps sticking in my mind right here.
I put it at a 50-50 shot.
Is he old enough? If this were 19, when was he popular? 83? I don't know.
Yeah, right around the 80s.
There's no chance we're getting Rick Springfield in the studio. But I feel like it's a better chance now.
What, so that he can
judge,
promote the show? And
you promote his show, just hang out. Maybe talk a little sports and judge me versus Bob versus that caller who just weighed in with I've done everything for you lyrics. I think that there's a chance that that's going to happen.
I think there's a chance. I think there's a better than zero chance. Maybe, I think 50. Yeah, I'm firm behind that.
When is our next field trip? This is also big news.
This is being planned.
Olivia Babcock, we went out and saw her at Pitt last week, I think it was, 2 weeks ago, and she was smashing serves at us. If you saw the Pitt volleyball game last night, she ramps it up, obviously, in the games compared to what we saw. And one of her serves hit the floor. The back left side of the other team's defense at the baseline there, and nobody touched it. Do you know how fast at that level you have to serve for nobody to touch it?
I mean, we saw it firsthand. And Chris Peake put out a funny tweet the other day. I think it was last night. Would you, if you were offered $10,000, stand on the court and Olivia Babcock at full speed hit at you on a great set and a great swing, would you do it? Man,
she's great.
That's why she's the best.
And they're great. The number one team in the country. And she was just very upbeat, energetic, positive person. That was fun. But we're going out on the road again. And where are we going? Are we doing Pitt football, Duquesne basketball?
Yes.
We have lots of possibilities. Plus, I have a note here from, I think, the Pittsburgh Playhouse.
Yep.
That I've been invited to act and maybe sing in a play.
IUP rugby.
And IUP rugby.
National champs. They want us to come up there. So anybody that wants us out, tweet at us.
But what could we do, Limits, with the rugby team? I'm definitely not tackling people without pads or anything like that. Like,
right.
Do they kick in rugby or pass or anything?
I don't think I have the physical build to be good for rugby. So I worry about that a little bit. What do they do in rugby?
Yeah.
I mean, we could kick. I feel like I would be horrible kicking. Like kicking a field goal. We did a field goal contest.
Yeah.
I would be horrendous.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that either. Maybe you could drink beer with them. I mean, rugby is also noted for their parties. Forget the game. We would put you on stage at a party.
All right.
Let's do that.
I guess.
I want to try to hit off a softball pitcher.
Me too. I'd like to do that.
There's the one girl from Seneca Valley. I don't want to get this wrong. There's some pitcher out there who's going to Clemson. That's who I want to hit off. At least bunt.
We could try that.
Of course, if Shelty was there, he wouldn't let us bunt, right? He doesn't bunt.
We should do free throws with Pitt basketball.
And Duquesne.
We're setting it up with Duquesne basketball. We have a great thing coming up with Duquesne. We're going to try to film next week, as well as Pitt. We're going to try to film next week.
Thank you, Limits. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe. Goodbye. First